This is a poem that was inspired by Robert Haas after reading Praise. You get the feeling when you read him that you want to have a lot of great ideas, because his poems are so intellectually there. They're beautiful. And so right away I said, I'm going to write a poem explaining it all too. So this is called Literature. Like an exploding flash cube in the brain, or that unexpected light. Let me start again. Let me just say that the end of the poem is about Bob Haas's book, all right? Like an exploding flash cube in the brain, or that unexpected light arriving through clear story windows, the poet's subjects aren't merely love or death, but a new enunciation, and we are expected to bear it and be reborn. The angels deliver us raw materials from another world, though we know underneath the mine shaft our dark unconscious waits. We pay attention to it only in passing, like weather we can't control. Cloud seeding is no consolation, but carrying an umbrella gives the bearer a sense of power, a prayer, a vaulted roof over the head. Like the story of the dead widow's survivors combing her attic to find a shoebox labeled pieces of string too small to use, we refuse to trade back what little we accumulate. The universe may only be made of pieces of string too small even to be seen, snippets the poet knots into metaphor. He makes from one square yard of city earth a paradisal garden and adds a fence. Genesis is just another love story. The lover is betrayed for a globe of fruit, which is our world. The gardener appears one last time as a flicker in the rearview mirror. Like today, this very morning, in the subway, I consider jumping to the tracks. But two trains approached from opposite directions with a sound so much like thunder, I jumped and fell so deep into joy. They rescued me. Like the discovery of electricity, joy is no accident. Life is a series of mischances, cartons of books you always meant to read but didn't. A book containing one poem about love and death which might have saved you. He hasn't seen this yet. That's the end of that friendship.